run your law firm the right way. This is the Maximum Liar Podcast. Your hosts, Jim Hacking and Tyson Mutrix. Let's partner up and maximize your firm.
Welcome
to the show.
Hey, it's Tyson. Welcome back for another Saturday episode. And today I've got a fun one. I think it might be a little shorter than normal. I sometimes will say that and I'll go a little bit longer than I expect. But this is one I think will be a little shorter, but I think it's going to be a beneficial one for some of you, maybe not all of you, but for some of you. And I'm going to be talking about target lists. Okay. That's what we're going to be talking about. And I'll tell you what that is in a second. Before I get to that though, I want to tell you about an event in June. It's June 11th in Miami. It's the Peak Performance Intensive with Dr. Jason Selk, who is a performance coach. For those of you that don't know who Jason is, he is the former sports psychologist for the Cardinals. I've been working with him for several years. Jim has been working with him over the last year. I've gotten amazing results. It's extraordinary what he's able to do when it comes to unlocking you. But he's got an event in Miami. It's exclusively for attorneys. So it's going to be a really, really good event, solid event. It's June 11th from 9 a.m. to noon. So you don't have to be there the whole day, 9 to noon. And it should be just an absolute, just a great event. And he told me the other day, I was talking to him yesterday, and he said, listen, here's the deal, Tyson. You tell those people, if they don't get a 10 times return, I'll give them their money back. He said, I'm that confident in this. So I'm just telling you, it's something that he puts his money behind it. He backs up what he's saying. He walks the walk. He's an extraordinary person. I've gotten to know him and become friends with him. And I can tell you, he puts on a good event, and you're really going to get a lot out of it. And there's also follow-up coaching that comes with it. So it's not just that. There's also 4 15-minute group sessions that he does after that. So you're getting more than just that event. You're getting the 4 follow-ups as well, but I highly recommend it. So I'll put the link in the show notes. Now let's get to the topic of today. And we've been using target lists for quite a while. This is something, we didn't call them target lists before. We called them something else a while ago, but we've been using them for several years. We've recently, I think in the last year and a half, maybe 2 years, started calling them target lists. And I'm actually looking at one of my target lists right now. And it looks like we've been doing it for a couple of years. So a couple of years, we've been calling it an actual target list. And what we have on that list, it's the cases that we want to resolve in that quarter. And so it's assigned by team as the status of the case. We track the offers and the demands, and it's got some notes on it. It's got our fee, whether or not we ever see the check on it. It's got our total fees based on the settlement dollars. And again, you're going to have to adjust this based on yours. You can also create a dashboard. We could easily create this in a dashboard. Okay. So we actually have this one in a spreadsheet. This one specifically in a spreadsheet, but we could easily put it in a dashboard. We've not done that. We just like it this way. It's kind of easy to just kind of share the link, but we can easily do this in a dashboard in Zoho if we wanted to, because we do track all the same dollar, all the same information, but we prefer a spreadsheet for this. We have the number of cases settled per team, how much in fees has been brought in per team, the amount in outstanding fees that has not yet come in, cases settled for the quarter, and then cases remaining to be resolved, not necessarily settled, but resolved. And one of the quarters, it was 2 quarters ago, and it was clear the decks. I think it was the theme that we had. And so we tracked a separate number, and that was resolved cases. It wasn't just settled cases, it was resolved cases. And on that, the reason why is because there were some cases we wanted to kind of filter out. And that's either refer out, withdraw, things like that. So we are tracking a separate category. And what this does is this allows us to focus. These are the cases we're going to work on. And this list will change. Okay. So we'll usually have each team come up with a certain number of cases that they want to focus on that quarter. That doesn't mean that other cases are going to get neglected. That doesn't mean that other cases are going to, it doesn't mean that they're not going to settle. They might, but this allows us to focus on these cases. Okay. These are the top of the list that we want to work on. This doesn't mean that these are the most valuable. This just means that these are the top that we want to work on that have the chances of resolving this quarter. And what it really allows us to do is push these things over the edge to getting them resolved. So this is a really easy way you can do it. You can do it for estate planning. You can do it for family law, whatever it may be, but it allows you to focus your efforts where they need to be focused. And so hopefully you get something out of this episode. Hopefully this is something you can use in your practices. I think you can, whether you use it in a spreadsheet or even if it's a handwritten list, I don't care, but it's going to allow you to focus your efforts where they need to be focused. Before I go, so I'm going to wrap things up. Before I go, I want to tell you about something new. We're opening submissions for questions on all things starting and running a law firm for us to answer on a future episode of the podcast. Whether you're dreaming of launching your own firm, you're knee deep in the trenches and could use a lifeline or anything in between, we are ready to listen. The lines are open and you can submit your video questions on our website at maximumlawyer.com/ask. So that's maximumlawyer.com/ask. We would love for you to submit your videos there on starting and running a law firm. So you could have questions, you might have a submission, you might have tips, but we'd love to hear from you. So do that. And if you want to reach out and just send me a text, do that. We'd love to hear from you. 314-501-9260. We have a lot of great suggestions and questions all the time. I would also love to hear from you in the video too. That'd be really cool. So check us out at maximumlawyer.com/ask or 314-501-9260. But until next week, remember that consistent action is the blueprint that turns your goals into reality. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Maximum Lawyer Podcast. To stay in contact with your host and to access more content, go to maximumlawyer.com. Have a great week and catch you next time.